This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Hello, I'm Natalie Haddad, and here are your top headlines on KRDO News Radio. Colorado Springs police say a minor died in a motorcycle crash overnight off Austin Bluffs and Cedarmore. According to a press release, the crash happened around 10:30 last night, shutting the area down for about 3 hours. The motorcyclist lost control on a curb, sending him flying from his seat. Officers say a medical team responded to the scene, but the young driver had died. The major crash team is investigating the incident. The suspect from a frightening police standoff in Whitefield waking up in El Paso County Jail this morning, a neighbor telling KRDO there were red flags long before the suspect allegedly fired an assault rifle and barricaded himself inside a home on Cornell Street. The four-hour ordeal began with a road rage incident where the suspect allegedly fired a rifle out of his sunroof because someone honked at him. When officers got to Cornell Street, the suspect reportedly pointed the gun right at him before running inside the home. Once the suspect was in custody, a search found weapons, more body armor, and ammunition in the suspect's home. He's due in court on Monday and charges of felony menacing, prohibited use of a firearm, and reckless endangerment. Water woes linger in Colorado City. Parts of the small town south of Pueblo are going on 5 days without running water. A public safety alert was sent to residents this week, urging them to conserve for a water shortage. That shortage stems from a damaged power line at the city's water treatment plant. In the meantime, residents are using bottled water and getting showers courtesy of a mobile shower unit that traveled down from Pueblo. That mobile shower unit is back this weekend. Meanwhile, crews are working to restore water service as quickly as they can. And taking it overseas now, the iconic Tokyo Tower in Japan's capital lit up in the Olympic colors on Friday as the delayed 2020 Summer Games finally opened. But many in Japan are opposed to holding the games during a pandemic. The $1.5 billion arena is pretty much empty for the Olympic Games, but they are still welcoming athletes from about 200 competing countries. Only a third of Team USA attended. Flag bearers Sue Bird from the WNBA and baseball's Eddie Alvarez leading the team. The women's soccer team and Team USA gymnasts held their own ceremony at their hotel outside the Olympic Village. The pandemic still looming over the day's excitement with 19 more COVID cases linked to the Olympics, bringing the total to at least 110. Now that's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Natalie Haddad. Have a great Saturday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. Rain and heavy rain for southwestern and south central Colorado. Parts of the Sangre de Cristos and Pueblo County could wind up with some heavy soakers before midnight. Temperatures are going to be in the 70s and 80s. Overnight, the storm should be ending and we'll get a slow clearing. Low temperature around 62. For Sunday, afternoon showers and thunderstorms once again with heavy rain possible. Highs in the mid 80s. Looking ahead for the rest of the week, temperatures in the 80s. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.